Oh, got it. Well, good morning. I will call with my little raspy voice the special meeting of the Vina GSA board to order. Cammie, would you like to do a roll call?
Sure. Linda, do you want me to do roll call?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize Linda was there. Forgive me, yeah. Linda. I'm sorry, Linda.
That's okay. No problem. Okay, so we have Board Member Reynolds.
Here.
Board Member Cooper.
Here.
Let's see, I'm missing. Board Member Kimmelshue. Here.
Here, can you hear me?
Vice Chair Warrior.
Here.
And Chair Tuschinski.
Here.
Thank you.
I don't have my little spiel sheet in front of me about how we're conducting this meeting in accordance with the executive orders and their numbers. So I hope that suffices to say that we are conducting this in accordance with the governor's orders for COVID compliance, et cetera. I would like to open up for public comment before we go into closed session. I see Jim Brobeck has raised his hand, and we're going to have a public comment. Linda, if you could let me know how many public comments we have for the closed session.
So far, it looks like just one. I don't know, Evan or Chair Tuschinski, if you want to remind people to how they can raise their hand.
Certainly, using there is a raise hand function on the, is that participant? Oh, reactions. Yeah. In the reactions part here of the chat, you can raise your hand. If you kind of hover your thing, or you can raise, okay, good. We have two participants now who have raised their hands. I'll just give a moment here just because it can be a technical thing. We just wanna make sure that Linda gets a chance to and Cammie gets a chance to note people who raise their hands, and I'll defer to them. I know Jim Brobeck was the first one who raised his hand, but I want to give them a chance to, there's three. Okay, and Kelly is noting that my bandwidth may get low. I do live in an area where I have to use a wireless connection for internet. So Kelly said that if I get a little bit choppy, she'll translate my garble. Okay, great. So I see three participants have raised hands. Okay, so I'll let Linda and Cammie call on the folks just so we have a little organized procession here.
Okay, so it would be Jim Brobeck, and then after that would be Amy Raymond. And then we'll go down the line after that.
Great.
Thanks,
and
Linda.
We'll have comments for 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda, and thanks, Chairman Tuschinski. The Tuscan Water District intention to import, transfer, and recharge water is mentioned numerous times in their application. Though they have not revealed the projects they have in mind, their mission dovetails with longstanding Department of Water Resources and U.S. Bureau of Reclamation plans to integrate Sacramento Valley aquifers into the state water supply through conjunctive use. Numerous North State irrigation and reclamation districts sold portions of their surface water this year and replaced it with river water. I mean, sold their river water and replaced it with groundwater. Clearly, the conjunctive use assimilation of our regional aquifer is in play. In fact, this year, the Bureau has instructed water sellers that, quote, settlement contractors may wish to establish historic lows on their wells and use this opportunity to establish baseline conditions of their wells for use in future transfers, unquote. It is a shame that the Vina GSA is spending so much energy on the undemocratic TWD water banking controversy while our neighboring GSAs are avoiding transparent interbasin coordination that is necessary if we are to succeed in stabilizing our shared aquifer system. I was appointed to the Butte Water Advisory Committee by Supervisor Yamaguchi in 2009. I'm currently a member of the Vina Shack. I'm not speaking on behalf of the Shack, but I agree with the Vina GSA attorney that, quote, recharge projects may underestimate the amount of water that migrates or is lost, which could result in decreasing the amount of water available for overlying groundwater users. I object to the idea that meeting VINA GSA objectives will require projects aimed at increasing water supplies. It's clear that reliance on increasing water supplies is fraught with legal consequences. It requires complex permits and would not be required if a suite of effective conservation measures are implemented. The non-controversial conservation projects that are in the PMA list are able to reduce demand by 13,000 to 17,000 acre feet a year. We need to get to work implementing these conservation projects and to ramp up our interbasin coordination vigilance if we are to protect the future of our agriculture prowess, protect our groundwater dependent ecosystems, and protect the domestic water supply of the thousands of citizens that are not members of the Tuscan Water District. Thanks for taking my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Brobeck. Amy Raymond is next.
And thank you, board members, for allowing me to make my comments. My name is Amy Raymond, and I'm a Butte County Water Commissioner. And I'd like to share with you three reasons why you should oppose the formation of the Tuscan Water District. One is the Tuscan Water District's application before you has been altered on the LAFCO website on or before September 3rd, and the application you're being asked to make a decision on is not current. Two, you can achieve your sustainability yields in short order without requiring any of the services that the Tuscan Water District has even yet to declare that they're intending to provide. So you don't need them. And three, the powers of a California water district are vast and should not be handed to a monopoly landowner-based district fraught with outside corporations. So the application that you have in hand was altered on the LAFCO website prior to the Butte County Water Commission meeting on September 1. I made the executive officer aware of numerous deficiencies in the application that had been provided for review to all the local agencies, to Butte County proper, and to the Water Commission. On or about September 3rd, that application was altered on the website, as well as missing data that had been identified was added to the website. In that alteration, it was holistically removed. So you do not have access to the original application. You only have access to the modified/corrected application. Therefore, comments that are made using the original application can't be relied upon for your decisions here. Secondly, as Mr. Brobeck pointed out, you're looking to save 10,000 acre feet and you have PMA projects in hand that easily exceed that. And again, without the services of the Tuscan Water District. And then thirdly, I'd like to highlight a couple of passages in the Cal Water Division 13 code that you should be aware of, is that Tuscan Water District would get to decide what to do with the surface water. Code 35425 says, if it's the board deems it to be in the best interest of the district, a district may enter into a contract for the lease, sale, or use of any surplus water not then necessary for use within the district for use either within or without the district. Secondly, TWD can partner with anyone they choose to distribute water. Section 35571, a district may join with any other district engaged in distributing water in exercising the powers or may execute joint power agreements with any agency formed for that purpose. Three, Tuscan gets to set the rules to distribute the water and can withhold water. Section 35423, a district may establish, print, distribute rules and regulations for sale and distribution of water. Failure to violation of the rules will allow them to, basically stop delivering water. Four, Tuscan Water District gets to decide what crops and acreage get a water allocation. If the district section 354.54.5, basically, if the district concludes the available water supply.
Commissioner Raymond, if you could wrap up, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
We're allowing 3 minutes for comment.
Basically, they get to decide who they get, what crops get grown, how much water gets assigned to those crops, who can irrigate, who gets water, who doesn't get water. A tremendous, tremendous amount of power that cannot be taken away by conditions that LAFCO is talking about. So in summary, the application before you has been altered. 2, you already have projects to meet your goals. And 3, it is a California Water District is a very dangerous beast. I implore you to oppose the Tuscan Water District. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Raymond. Linda, next.
Next would be Jim McCabe, and then after that would be William Bynum. Deb Lucero did have her hand up, but I see that it's not no longer up. So those are the two I have with hands up right now.
Thank you. Mr. McCabe?
I got to unmute. Sorry, I got it.
Okay, great. Thank you. You're getting unmuted, Mr. McCabe.
Yes. Thank you. I was going to write a sign. Board members, thank you very much for offering us the opportunity to make public comments here. As you know, as you likely know, I have sent in a 15-page letter to the Vina GSA board members. I apologize for the length of the letter. I realize that all of you have day jobs and that this is an additional civic engagement service that you all provide. And I don't mean to impose unduly upon your time, but I think the issues in the letter are important. I'm not going to repeat the argument in the letter today. I'm mindful that these comments are to be directed at the closed session. And I've read the statutory justification for the closed session, and it's left me scratching my head a little bit, but it appears that the session relates to potential claims against the GSA that a plaintiff may not be aware of at this time. And for that reason, it's appropriate to keep the session closed. Of the potential claims that I can identify that I think my comments might be relevant to is the idea that it would be prudent for the Vina GSA to avoid giving legislative or governmental powers to any agency that is not capable of exercising those powers in the formulation or implementation of the GSP. I've identified that issue with respect to the Tuscan Water District in my letter. However, there's a number of other landowner voter district agencies that suffer the same constitutional impairment. And involving entities like that in the Vina GSP process can subject the Vina GSP to challenge in the future and the possibility of assessing, of assailing the assessments that would be needed to support those PMAs. And so I think prudence dictates that the Vina GSA attempt to formulate the GSP without affording, as I say, legislative or governmental powers to any entity that is not constitutionally authorized to exercise them. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McCabe. Mr. Bynum?
Okay, thank you. William Bynum. I'm a resident of Oroville. Actually, live in Palermo. I'm the domestic representative on the Wyandotte Creek GSA, and I wanted to comment on the possibility of supporting the Tuscan Water District. I'm opposed to it. I have 60 acres here in Palermo. I'm a groundwater user, and I'm not comfortable with the idea of another water district forming with all the powers of a GSA on the basis of a 1 acre, one vote, and the fact that a few large ag businesses could control 100,000 acres seems to me to be fraught with potential abuses. And I don't feel like the Vina GSA, which encompasses that area, should abrogate their responsibilities and turn that much power over to what is in effect a privately run water district. So I'm also on the school board here in Palermo, so I won't be able to attend this evening, so I wanted to get my comments in this morning. So that's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Bunn. So are there any more comments? Or have
yes, there are three more comments, one from Tasha, then Eric C., and then Bruce Smith.
Okay. Tasha? She's still muted or?
She's unmuted now.
Tasha Levinson, resident of Oroville. I want to second the comments made by Mr. Brobeck, Ms. Raymond, Mr. McCabe, and Mr. Bynum. I agree with each of them. Also, I attended the Butte County Drought Task Force meeting yesterday, and it really seems to me that the most important thing that all of these groundwater sustainability agencies can do is coordinate with other counties to be sure that we do not drain the aquifer through lack of coordination. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Forgive me, I don't remember exactly who was the next person that was up. I know it was a first name.
Eric C.
Eric C, thank you. So Mr. C.
Hi, yes, thanks all for hearing me today. I'm standing at the Wednesday Farmers Market right now. I'm a vendor at the Farmers Market, and everywhere that I look, I see people who are not going to be part of the major voting interest of Tuscan Water District. These are all small farms that feed the place that we live, and the community focus that should be at the center of our water policy is not going to be carried out by large interests like Ag Reserves, who owns Deseret Farms, who has a 21% share in the Tuscan Water District and is worth $5 billion worth of land. So I just like to put in my voice behind opposing the Tuscan Water District and backing up everything that the earlier commenter Amy Raymond said. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then we have a final commenter, correct, Linda? Or do we have anybody else that queued up?
I just see one left, and that would be Bruce Smith.
Great, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, this is Bruce Smith. I'm a member of the Vina Shack, and this is just my opinion. I think that the Vina GSA has tremendous powers just as they sit. There's a lot of information. I'm also a hydrogeology degree in hydrology, a double major, geology and hydrology. There's a lot of information that we need to do. The county, CSUC, Stanford have worked on the AEM, I'll call it the helicopter study, tremendous information. We need to better understand the aquifer. There's a danger that if you recharge it without understanding as best you can, you may end up hurting it and never get it back. I'm opposed to the Tuscan Water District specifically because it's 1 acre, one vote. The way the Vina GSA is set up now, in my opinion, it's democratic. To give up on any of your power would be detrimental to the county. Again, this is my opinion. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Smith. We will close
Chair, the public. Chair Tuschinski, if I yes. may. Yes. Just wanted to point out, it's really hard to tell, but just wanted to point out, if you see in your emails, Amy Raymond's email is in there that she spoke to. There are a couple others that I'm not sure if it's a comment for the special meeting or the meeting tonight, and that would be from Pam Stozer and Sherry Maxson Hopper, which is also in your emails. Just wanted to mention those names in case they did indeed want to speak at the special meeting. They may speak again tonight too.
Okay. Great. Well, if we have their comments, we can review their comments. Great. Thank you so much. So I will close the public comment for people speaking here at the meeting. And then I will turn it back to Cammie and Linda for the process here for the closed session.
So at this point, I will start putting people in the waiting room, and then it will just be the board and staff for the closed session. And if people do stay during that duration, they'll just be in the waiting room. And then once we're done with closed session, we do open it back up and then report out anything from the closed session. So if people did want to stick around, we would let them back in at the end when we come out of closed session. So, and I'm unsure of how long we will be in closed session. So they would just have to stay in the waiting room during that time.
Great. So okay. I guess please begin your process. Okay, and we have a few people that have entered the waiting room. So I guess they'll just be in the waiting room and...
I do see, I will note that Mr. Obser, Jeffrey Obser, had... I don't know if he just has a comment or if a question. May I open that up for him real quick?
Sure. If he has a procedural question, yes, he can ask. Mr. Obser, do you just have a procedural question?
No. I was just playing with the clap button.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Good. Thank you. Okay. So I'll let you...
Linda, I don't know if you want to help me, but if you go on the little three dots, you can put people in waiting rooms, the waiting room. There may be a faster way, but I have no idea what that is. I think Linda's much faster at it than I am. I'm going to pause the recording at this time too. Everyone's admitted.
Great. I was waiting to have everybody admitted. Hello there. We are reconvening back into open session. There is no reportable action from the closed session. I will open up to any motions or prerogatives from the board.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Todd Kimmelshue, and I would move to table item 5.1 on the second agenda, the agenda that only includes the VINA GSA. The 5.1 title is consideration of LAFCO application to form the Tuscan Water District. So I would move to table that item.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I believe we should open this up to public comment now, just for members of the public who are here, if they have any comments on this motion.
Looks like we have two so far, Jim McCabe and then Jim Brobeck. Did you?
Yes. Okay. Jim McCabe, you believe you got your hand up first. So Mr. McCabe.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Tuchinsky. If I understand the motion by Board Member Kimmelshue correctly, Supervisor Kimmelshue correctly, the VINA GSA will not at today's later meeting consider whether or not to support the Tuscan Water District application. If I have understood the motion correctly, then I believe that's the that is a wise choice. I would urge the Vina GSA to await additional information with regard to the Tuscan Water District application before considering whether the Vina GSA would support or oppose that application before Butte LAFCO. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. McCabe. Mr. Brobeck? Sorry, you're muted, Mr. Brobeck. I don't know if, oh, there you go, you're unmuted now.
Obviously, there's members of the public that are very curious about what happened in the closed session. And I wonder how much information will be shared with the public that that was considered during the closed session.
Thank you, Mr. Brobeck. I'll defer to our counsel. She's best equipped to say what can be released and what cannot be released in from the closed session discussion. Valerie?
Yep, there's no reportable action coming out of closed session. So that's all the information that we'll provide.
Supervisor Lucero has her hand up. I believe she wants to make a comment on the item.
Yeah, I just had a comment. I had someone had written in to me, and I think I forward that question to you, Evan, and it was from a concerned citizen about the fact that many of the same players on the TWD also sit on the Vina GSA. And was it a possibility, or is it a possibility for these two special districts to merge at some point? And is that a threat to the Vina GSA? If I am paraphrasing that right, I was trying to find the email as I was talking to you.
I think you're referring to Rock Creek Reclamation District as opposed to Vina GSA, is that correct?
I'm sorry, yes, Rock Creek. I'm sorry, that's what I meant, Rock Creek yeah. Reclamation District. Do you remember I sent that to you and it was a...
And there was a Facebook discussion as well, just to be transparent as well. There was a Facebook discussion as well, for that question. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Is that something to answer, Valerie?
Sure. If the question is, can two public agencies merge? The answer is yes, but it would take a LAFCO application to merge them. They could probably join doing other MOAs or JPAs or use other mechanisms outside of that. But that would be the process in that hypothetical.
I believe there's no other comments. So with that, I will close the public hearing. Is there any discussion that board members would like to have over this item?
Yes, Chair Jashinsky, this is Todd Kimmelshue. I believe that it is not in the purview of the Vina GSA to take a position on the water district, the Tuscan Water District. And our job at this point in time is to make sure that we have a GSP, a plan that goes to the state of California by the deadline, which is the end of January.
Thank you, Mr. Kimmelshue. Any other comments? I'm only going to say I agree with what Mr. Kimmelshue is saying. I believe that we have been put in kind of an untenable position. And the only reason that I would vote no is simply because I think it would have, because so many people have been engaged in this process and are expecting us to make a comment, regardless of whether we should. I think that having more people have the opportunity to weigh in and tell us whether they think we should or not, rather than at this session, would be best. So that is my only reason for not supporting. But I agree that we are not in the right situation, particularly where we are in our process. We haven't gotten to the implementation phase of our process where we've even considered for final approval where our agency might fit in terms of implementing our plan. So I don't disagree with Supervisor Kimmelshue. Just it's more of a procedural thing for me than anything else, and the opportunity for people to weigh in and their expectation to weigh in. So That's my comment. If anybody else has a comment on the board, I will hear it. Sorry, allow all of us to hear it. I'm not the authority figure. I'm just chairing the meeting.
Quick question for clarification. This is Jeff Royer.
Yes.
There's still a public, open public comment period on our agenda for things not on the agenda, correct?
Absolutely. So okay. Tonight people are going to be able to, if they want to make their opinions known, yes, they will be able to address this in business from the floor period of this. Simply, we will not, if this motion passes, we will not be forwarding any comments to LAFCO.
Thank you.
So with that, Linda, if you could conduct the roll call vote.
Certainly. So board member Kimmelshue?
Yes.
Board member Cooper?
Aye.
Board member Reynolds?
Aye.
Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Tuschinski?
No.
Passes 4-1.
Okay, so this is tabled. It will be pulled from tonight's agenda.
Yeah, and at the meeting tonight, we should announce that it'll be pulled from the agenda so people know that they can make public comment because it's an item not on the agenda. So if they have comments on this, make it in public comment, allows that to happen. But the agenda item will be pulled.
Thank you, Valerie. And yes, we'll do that right after we convene and before Rock Creek Reclamation District convenes. So Linda, if you could make a note and make sure to remind me, that would be great. That way people who come to the meeting right at 5:30 will be able to make their plans accordingly. So, which I know was one of the, I know it would just be a polite thing for us to do. So thank you. Great. Is there any other motions before or things to consider before we adjourn until tonight's 5:30? Hearing none, we will adjourn until 5:30 tonight. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.